I get to be your officiant on this joyous day. So I'd just like to start by doing a roll call of the candidates, please. I just want to make sure everyone is here. Andrea Sheridan, please say present.
I'm here.
Thank you. Cindy Bartholomew.
I'm here. Thank you.
Dan Strodel.
I'm here. Thank you.
Evelyn Lockett Woods.
I'm here.
Greg Hesch.
I'm here.
Terry Dubler.
I'm here.
And Wally White.
I'm here.
Wonderful. Thank you all. So we're going to, as we always do, start with a little touch-in and welcome the Holy Spirit. So we'll take a moment to get quiet. So let's all just settle quietly. And rest comfortably wherever you're sitting.
Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
And take a few slow and easy breaths. And feel how your breath fills you with a quiet calm and a soothing peace. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our circle of peace on this joyous occasion. How blessed we are as we gather together to share in the love of this day, to join with our brothers and sisters, our family of love, and of light. And as we share in the oneness of this love and the grace of your presence, let us remember the comfort and the truth of the message of Lesson 264 of A Course in Miracles. Father, you stand before me and behind, beside me in the place I see myself and everywhere I go. You are in all the things I look upon, the sounds I hear, and every hand that reaches for my own. In you, time disappears, and place becomes a meaningless belief. There is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation, or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your Son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today to be at peace within your everlasting love. We are surrounded by the love of God. Amen. I'm going to ask again that everyone please be sure that your phone's on mute. Thank you. I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor. When your name is announced, alphabetically by first name, please respond, presence. Andrea Sheridan.
Present.
Cindy Bartholomew.
Present.
Dan Strodel.
Present.
Evelyn Lockett Woods.
Present.
Greg Hesch.
Present.
Terry Dubler.
Present.
Wally White.
Present.
Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet, is magnetic. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example. The way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. This symbolizes a milestone in your life and is recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and salute you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. Reverend Lorraine Merritt will now read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Thank you, Teresa. Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding. His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him. I'm done.
Thank you, Lorraine. Reverend Diane Bernier will now share the following from A Course in Miracles, text, page 28.
Thank you, Teresa. You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal. And I'm done.
Thank you, Diane. Now from Chapter 6 in A Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Matt Godlove will read.
Thank you, Teresa. You cannot teach what you have not learned. And what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning, that is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him. I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you. An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours. And I'm done.
Thank you, Matt. Now, candidates, I will ask to please take your phones off mute. So the candidates will now repeat their commitment aloud together. I'll give you a minute. Candidates, together, please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light ministerial counselor,
As a pathway of life, your counselor.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
I commit to fulfill my life purpose.
To be of service to spirit.
To be a channel for spirit.
And to do everything in my power. To assist in the spiritual awakening. Now occurring on this planet. Thank you. Now close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with spirit silently. And for all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal spirit within you.
They refer to the Holy Spirit and the eternal spirit somehow or other. They don't believe in the Holy Ghost. I don't know
if this is truly on mute, so I don't want to talk.
Would you please do this silently? Thank you. Now, Reverend Christine Anderson, one of our Pathways of Light ministers, will sing our thoughts, our prayers.
Thank you, Teresa. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of holiness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Be aware of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a place of joyfulness, and know that God is always here, and every thought remains a prayer.
Thank you, Christine. Now, Reverend Deborah Bradican will share a quote from A Course in Miracles, page 433.
Once you accept his plan as the one that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path, and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way. Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty, and not on contingency. It rests on you, and what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Thank you, Deborah. Now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. Andrea Sheridan, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
For me, today marks the fulfillment of a lifelong desire since childhood to be fully dedicated to love and serving God and my fellows. I hope to do it with grace, humility, and wisdom. And I thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. Cindy Bartholomew, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
Thank you. This is Cindy. Becoming a Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselor for me has been a tremendous transformative journey, a journey which began two Christmases ago. That Christmas, my husband's gift to me was a package of the Step 1 courses within the ministerial counselor training. I see today's ordination as twofold. First, this ordination is about me pausing, looking back over these past 2 years and acknowledging my transformation. I truly am a happier, more loving individual now than I was 2 years ago. Although the training itself had four different steps to complete, my own transformative journey included millions of steps. On every one of these were people, places, and/or events to help with my awakening. Many of these steps were thrilling, fun, and inspiring, yet some of these steps at the time seemed sad, scary, and even life-threatening to me. As I review my path of these past 2 years, I am grateful for every one of those steps and for every person, place, and event on those steps. Second, this ordination is about me pausing in anticipation for my next steps forward. I don't know what these steps will look like, but I do know they will be guided by Holy Spirit and will lead me towards more growth and transformation. I also know that I'm excited about moving forward. I'm excited about having the individuals and courses within the Pathways of Light organization becoming a bigger part of my journey. I'm excited about enhancing the friendships that I've made during this ministerial training. I'm excited about making new friends because of coming together through the Pathways of Light ordination. I'm excited about facilitating others with the Pathways of Light courses and watching as they, too, become happier, more loving individuals. I'm excited about learning more about myself as I facilitate others with the Pathway of Light courses. And I'm excited about utilizing all that I've learned these past 2 years to help me live as love. I'd like to thank Robert and Mary and the entire Pathways of Light organization for how lovingly and openly they provided such beautiful courses that have helped me to get so much closer to my intention of living life as love in each and every moment. I'd also like to thank my husband again for the Christmas present that was the beginning of this path to my ordination. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving. And I am done. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Dan Strodel, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being a ministerial counselor.
Having
the role of Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselor is such a wonderful gift to bring out into the world. I've learned so much from this. It's deepened my whole experience of A Course in Miracles to a level I had no idea it would do that in the beginning. And I'm so looking forward to bringing this to all the thousands of students in the UK and Europe. And I think it's such a wonderful way to serve, to bring more light and love into the world, to channel love and peace, and to encourage everyone in my path to find their own inner wisdom. I'm also very interested in helping people in the transition of death and chronic illness, and I know quite a few people who are in that transformation, and the facilities they have available to them are quite lonely, really, and now I can offer them some real support, which I feel guided to do. I'm just so blessed to have arrived here. I don't know how it happened. It's just I'm on God's plan, and that's all I want to be. About 10 years ago, I said to my partner, I want more spiritual people in my life. Now I have so many beautiful spiritual people, and I've met so many wonderful spiritual people while doing this ordination course. It's such a beautiful gift, and I'm done.
Thank you, Dan. Evelyn Lockett Woods, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
I joined Pathways of Light primarily to study the book A Course in Miracles with like-minded people. For the benefit of my family and friends, the miracles referred to in the Course are not magic tricks. The miracle is a change in perception about life and about yourself. For me, the change can be summed up as viewing myself no longer as a human being having a spiritual experience, but as a larger spiritual being having a human experience. I started reading A Course in Miracles in 2007. I went into a bookstore looking for a book of poems by Rumi, and I saw a copy of A Course in Miracles on the shelf right next to the book I was looking for. I had read a number of books lately that referenced the book, so I decided to buy it as well. My husband Richard and I used to read A Course in Miracles together nearly every day. We would question each other's interpretations and had a lot of fun with it. I started studying with Pathways of Light 6 months after his passing. We were married for 30 years. At that time, I was not considering the ministry. I found studying the course with Pathways ministers who had been studying many more years than I had fascinating. It occupied my time. It occupied my mind. It provided me comfort. Yet I got more from Pathways of Light than study companions of the Course in Miracles. I learned so much about God, about life, about relationships, about myself from my homework and my weekly conference calls with the ministers of Pathways of Light. Even when there were only two of us on a call, I felt that the Holy Spirit, my inner guide, was present. It was interesting how each lesson was helpful to me in a circumstance that I was experiencing in the present moment. I began to see that my life challenges had served as opportunities to grow my faith and prepare me for the ministry. Sometimes God removes the things we depend on most to teach us to trust in Him. Through my daily practice, I have received very clear direction from the Holy Spirit on becoming a minister. I am certain of my call. I envision myself as a teacher, a writer, and a facilitator. But I'm open to direction from the Spirit on this point as well. I am committed to spending the rest of my life in prayer and meditation and serving as a vessel for the Holy Spirit to use to help others see the God in themselves. I am humbled by this experience of ministry. My confidence is not in myself, but in the Holy Spirit that dwells within me and within us all. And I'm done.
Thank you, Evelyn. Greg Hash, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
It
Greg,
is.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you, dear. Thank you,
Greg. A very emotional day for me, and I just
indeed
am here to continue my path with the Holy Spirit, with math, with my inner guide being in charge of my love, of my life in love, to give that love to every living thing that there is, and to continue the journey to hearing my inner guide better and better through the disciplines of the Course in Miracles and through the spiritual paths that Pathways of Light has given me. I truly am blessed. I'm complete.
Thank you, Greg. Terry Dubler, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
Thank you. I started my spiritual journey in a 12-step program, and as I started reading and practicing A Course in Miracles, I experienced an inner shift that was so profoundly peaceful and loving that I kept wanting more. And while I read each section and daily lesson, I would use different references that I would search on the internet, and that's how I found Pathways of Light. And every section that I read, I would reference the text made simple and the lessons made simple pages, and it helped me immensely. I love the idea when I explored the website that the Pathways ministers are not preachers, and that they are people who continue to strengthen their own connection to spirit. And that's what grabbed me, and I decided to take the ministerial courses. The Course in Miracles teaches us that to teach is only to demonstrate, and that I should only demonstrate love. I still study the Course in Miracles almost daily to strengthen the love within me so that I can teach only love and demonstrate only love, because innately that's all we are and nothing else. The ministerial courses helped me profoundly to enhance these concepts, and it enhanced my commitment and learning. Through this process, I have experienced and continue to experience the healing of my own mind and strengthening my own connection with spirit. I know we are all complete and whole with all our own answers inside us. We just have to remove our blocks to the love and innocence that we all really are. So for me, being a Pathways of Light ministerial counselor means that I'm only a teacher of love, because that's what we are. I'd like to thank the people involved at Pathways of Light for creating such a wonderful program, the Step 4 facilitators for their wonderful direction, Reverend Maria Kingsley for her direction, and Reverend Tara Bennett for her kindness and insight. I'd also love to thank my family for standing by me no matter what. and teach me what the true meaning of unconditional love is. I love everybody, and I wouldn't be here without any of you. And in my ministry, I feel moved to help people with addiction. And Pathways has given me some wonderful tools to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Wally White, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor.
I am honored and humbled and excited about having reached this point of study, this journey that seems like it started yesterday and yet seems like it's been going forever all at the same time. I, 2+ years ago, sat with my spiritual mentor, Della Reese, and told her that I thought I wanted to go to ministerial school, that I wasn't sure if I wanted to be a minister, but I sure did want to know everything they knew. And here we are. And on day, and I know that when Della started ministry, she came in a similar way of, I want to learn all that stuff. I'm not going to be a minister because I'm a working entertainer, and so I'll fund a church, but I'm going to keep working and support Spirit. And of course, the way it worked out was that she had a television show and flew home to Los Angeles every weekend to preach. And so I found myself that I said I was going to enter this for the lesson, for learning. And today, the day I'm ordained, I was a hired speaker at a Unity Church in Greensboro. And when they booked me to speak, they had already set the titles. And so on the day that I take this vow, this oath of ordination, I was asked to speak on the power of your word. And I don't miss the significance of that happening on the same day. I'm so grateful for this process, and I'm grateful for Maria Felipe, who introduced me to Pathways of Light long ago when we were hanging out on the job together, and she first told me she was doing the studies. And I'm just really happy and grateful to be here, and I thank you all for your support. For those who are calling and listening in, I know Maria and my friend Jody are there. And and I thank all of the Pathways facilitators who have helped us through this process. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you, Wally. Thank you all for the wonderful and heartfelt sharing. We're with you every step and breath of the way. Thank you so much. Now, Reverend Lorendi Ruth will now read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him. You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there. Holy are you, and in your light, the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
Thank you, Lorendi. And now we will be anointing. Andrea Sheridan will now be anointed by Reverend Michelle Rado.
Thank you, Teresa. And Teresa, can you please confirm that you can hear me clearly?
I can hear you faintly, Michelle. Could you adjust your headset a little bit, or...
And is it louder now?
That is better. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, thank you. Andrea, please picture us standing, facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Andrea, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. This morning, I asked Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. I will now read the message that I received. Dear Andrea, you are proof that it is not the number of words used, rather the intention that powers each one selected. And this helps you to share your unique light with the world. Your open-hearted willingness has brought you here today, standing in front of the door that you have flung open wide. As you step through, fearlessly trust that your growing awareness of our oneness can help others in a myriad of ways, and that your unique skills and talents will be put to good use in ways so heartwarming that it will make you cry tears of joy in gratitude for having arrived at this place of peace. Step forward now, knowing that you carry with you all of our hopes and dreams, knowing that without each and every one of your efforts, we could not go home. Thank you for your commitment and contribution to us all. It has been my privilege to partner with you, and I thank you for all of the powerful insights that you have shared with me along the way. I am complete. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Andrea Sheridan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cindy Bartholomew is anointed by Reverend Lorraine Merritt.
Cindy, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Cindy, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Cindy, my wonderful experience with you has been the appearance and image. I'm getting such an image of a wonderful, wonderful bird tending to her flock. And this flock, Cindy, includes hundreds and hundreds of birds, therefore hundreds and hundreds of people. Your tenderness, your application is the word I was searching for before, your application of the Course in Miracles, of your belief, of your truth, of your honesty, in any and all situations is quite apparent to everyone you know and everyone who knows you. There is never a moment in a day when you forget to tend your flock. You are always taking care of everyone. And therefore, being in a state of grace yourself. And Cindy, it has been my total pleasure to work with you through these courses. And be one of your flock that you tended. And now, I'd like to introduce to everyone present, Reverend Cindy Bartholomew. I'm complete.
Thank you, Lorraine. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Lorraine.
You're welcome.
Dan Strodel will now be anointed by Reverend Deborah Bradican.
Dan, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Dan, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. And Dan, I just see you as sunshine, a big, smiling sunshine. And there's a rainbow. And as we cross the rainbow, we find the pot of gold, and your heart, your beautiful heart, is the pot of gold. And that heart of gold that seeks only to serve God. And how much you bring and enrich the area around you by having everyone come to this pot of gold with you and join with you. I see beautiful bluebirds singing songs of joy. And we all are so blessed that you have taken this journey. And we have great gratitude for you. And so I now happily introduce to everyone present Reverend Dan Strodel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Evelyn Lockett Woods will now be anointed by Reverend Lorraine Merritt.
Evelyn, please picture us standing facing each other. And my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Evelyn, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Evelyn, the picture that's coming to me is a huge heart. And I'm getting the message that you have finally opened your heart. Your heart was closed for quite a while. And through the miracle of Holy Spirit and the Course in Miracles and you working side by side with each other, your heart is open and you are sharing your love and your joy and your peace with everyone around you. And the smiles on every face for the peace that you provide, Evelyn, is wonderful to see, including myself, and will continue to grow and grow. And now I would like to introduce to everyone present Reverend Evelyn Lockett Woods. I'm done.
Thank you, Reverend Lorraine.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Greg Hesch will now be anointed by Reverend Christine Anderson.
Thank you, Teresa. Greg, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Greg, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I will share a message from the Holy Spirit for you. Holy Child of God, Greg, angels surround you and light the way as you bring love, healing, joy, and laughter to all you meet along your path. You will have many, many holy encounters and divine appointments, which will bring you great joy and will bring great joy to others. Your healed mind is such a beautiful and clear instrument that it will truly help others in waking up to the truth that all parts of the sonship are the same shared love. Greg, you have sensed this your whole life, and now it is your walk and your talk forever. Dear one, your willingness to follow the light of inner guidance is unshakable and will inspire many brothers along the way. Enjoy the journey, dear friend in Christ. You are blessed and you are a blessing. And now it is my greatest joy to introduce to everyone present Reverend Greg Hesch.
Thank you.
But I thought she said Christ.
Oh, that's my dad.
He said God. I don't know what that relationship is.
Love you, Dad. You can put your phone on mute.
Thank you. Terry Dubler will now be anointed by Reverend Matt Godlove.
Terry, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Terry, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit, for sharing for you. Terry, I see you standing in the light, and it is just beaming down on you. And your body just disappears, and you become one with this light. I actually started getting messages yesterday about your role and how you're going to use this counseling to help others. And I now see that light extending out. And it's not just in this room with all of us. I see it ongoing in your life, through your day-to-day actions. Every person that you meet, you're extending the light and the love of God. And as you extend that light and love, it is strengthened within yourself. And your awakening becomes more pronounced. Your peacefulness lasts longer. It just becomes very simple and easy for you to do. It's just like your natural state of being. To extend that light and love, to accept it back, to stay in peace, and to help the awakening for all of us. And I thank you and I love you. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Terry Dubler.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wally White will now be anointed by Reverend Maria Felipe.
Wally, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Wally, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now, I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Wally, I see an image of you as you smile and are singing in the rain, tap dancing. Just filled with so much joy and gratitude as you've made it to this moment of which you have so longed for. The sense of freedom that you're feeling in this release, you're worthy of which it seems that you've come a long way. I'm grateful for your courage, for your willingness to get out of your own way, and for following the path, even though at times you weren't sure of where you were even going or headed. You just let go and surrendered fully. Your mother, through this time, as you were throughout the curriculum, the moments you shared with her have been priceless, of where there was a lot of healing that took place before she left this plane. She's very much present here in spirit now. Use your time and talents, your charisma, your gift as an actor, your instrument to be a channel for spirit. use all these tools as they are truly helpful on conveying a message of awakening. You are loved, you are whole, you are holy, and all the angels are singing in heaven with you as you step into this purpose. You are so loved and admired for your willingness, and we salute you now and bow to you as we're honored for your dedication to spirit from here on out. You have a light surrounding you as you step forward as an ordained minister, counselor. You're guided on fully on what is next and what to do. And there's no need to do anything, for it is done through you. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Wally White.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now I would ask any of our guests who are present if they would like to share something. Please say your name before you share, and remember to come off mute. The line is open.
This is Diane Bernier, and I congratulate you, all of you. It was a pleasure and an honor to be part of your journey. Congratulations and welcome. I'm done.
Hi. This is William and Lynette White in Chicago. We want to congratulate all of you, of course, and special congratulations to our dear friend Evelyn Lockett Woods. Thank you.
This is Ken Gorman. I just want to congratulate everybody and thank you for all of your hard work and being with us and following Holy Spirit's guidance, and wish you the best in the future. I'm done.
This is Reverend Christine Anderson. Congratulations and blessings to all the new ministers. You bless me. You inspire me. I thank you for every step you've taken along the way to bring you to this beautiful place today of celebration of something that has been forever. And now you fully embrace it, this beautiful path of light and love. You inspire me. Your sharings encourage me to keep on this wonderful path of healing and love and realizing that we are home, full awareness of our home in heaven. I thank you. Travel light, light travelers. I'm done.
This is Kelly Fraser Cox. I would like to congratulate everyone that's been part of what sounds like has been an amazing journey over the last 2 years. I'd like to especially congratulate my mother, Evelyn Woods, to see her steady and open her heart over these last few years after many, many points of difficulty have been amazing to see unfold. You've always inspired me. Obviously, I've always loved you, and I'm incredibly proud of you. So on behalf of both your daughters and your family, I want to say congratulations.
This is Greg's sister, Annie, and I just want to thank everyone for opening this up to family, and it's been a beautiful experience to listen to all of you. Congratulations. And to Greg, You've always been such a beautiful, beautiful brother and a beautiful light in my life. And the people that you will touch will be so grateful and forever changed. I love you so much. And again, thank you.
Hello, this is Jody Smith, and I wanted to say congratulations to everybody who's passed through today. I know the journey has been a wonderful experience for each of you, and I know I feel blessed that there are more of you in the world who are going to bring joy, healing, and comfort to so many people. A special congratulations to Wally White. This is so wonderful to be a part of this and to see your spiritual growth. We spent many a night sitting around Reverend D's table doing the work and for ourselves. And it's so wonderful to see you take those lessons and those questions and that we all had around her table and take it out and to the next level out into the world. So I know she's here with us. I can definitely feel her presence. And I cannot wait to see what you're going to do with this and how many people you're going to get to touch. Congratulations, Wally. I'm done.
This is Teresa, Dan's partner in London. I feel so blessed to have been invited to join you all today. And I felt so joyful listening. So congratulations to you all. And I want to say to my lovely Dan how much it's been a blessing just to watch him grow and soften and expand and you know, that he can bring these wonderful gifts to so many people. I'm so proud of how much he's really, the time he's put in for this course. So congratulations, Dan, and congratulations to you all. Lots of love to you all. I've finished.
This is Mike in Austin, Texas. I just want to say congratulations to all the new ministers, and thank you so much for letting me share this very happy moment with you. And I especially wanted to say thank you and congratulations to Greg Hesch. I've been in a meeting with him, the same meeting, every Tuesday now for about a year, and I've just been so impressed with his faith and his trust in the guidance that he receives. How he's willing to do what that voice tells him to do. And I'm just so happy to see the fulfillment of his desire today. And I know he's going to be such a good minister, and I know he's going to inspire so many people like he's inspired me. He's truly an inspiration to me. I hope that I can reach the level of faith in the voice that is within me that he has. And I'm just, congratulations to y'all. Thank you very much. I'm done.
This is Lorraine Merritt, and I just want to say hooray and hallelujah and give you guys a big hand for the complete devotion that it takes. Never mind the hard work and the time involved and the whatever, but the devotion and the attention to your life's work from this moment on. If you haven't been living it, you're living it now. And we welcome you. And I am just so happy to have been a part of all of this. Thank you so much, and congratulations again. I'm done.
This is Mary, and I too, like Lorraine, would like to focus on your commitment and your willingness to open to your own inner spirit of love and do all the work for, 1 to 2 years. And I really honor that. I want to say I honor that. And the next thing that comes to me is, God goes with you wherever you go. Yay! I'm done.
Hi, this is Patricia Humphrey. I wish to thank Greg for inviting me to this magnificent ordination ceremony. I have been deeply moved and inspired by each of you with what you have shared, while knowing that it was a great deal of work, but truly inspired by your commitment to service to Holy Spirit and to the world. And I applaud each and every one of you. And I thank Greg for taking me along in his journey and staying his commitment, as I have witnessed in Dan as well in our group meeting. And I applaud you, Dan, and I feel fortified with all of you going forward, and especially, Dan, that you'll be there in Europe and going to converge hearts and souls in Europe. And I know Greg has already received many assignments, and you all will, as it is written. So I'm deeply humbled by the honor and the blessing of being here in your presence and getting to witness this, and want to thank Robert and Mary for a truly inspiring and magnificent dedication to not only to the courses and to the ceremony. And I thank you and I applaud you all. And I say that I feel fortified and relieved that the world has more blessings like you coming in to alert those who are here on the planet to listen within. I love you all. Thank you.
And this is Reverend Deborah Bredekin, and I just want to welcome all of you, all seven beautiful lights, into our Pathways of Light family. We are truly blessed to have each and every one of you. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to share?
Hello, this is Nicole Sheridan. I just wanted to wish everyone congratulations, especially my mother, Andrea. I know this is a really special day for everyone, and it's been a blessing to share in the experience. I love you, Mom. I'm done.
This is Reverend Greg.
Yay, Reverend.
Just wanted to say thank you to all of our facilitators and congratulations to the other 6 out of 7. I'm honored and so blessed that I was able to be in your presence through this. And Christine, thank you so much for all that you've done this last year, year and a half, to actually 2 years in this path for me. Thank you. I'm complete.
This is Reverend Teresa, and I would like to say as well how honored and blessed I feel to have been a part of this journey with you, to have walked with you these last few weeks through Course 2000, and the ladies as well. I've been so blessed to be a part of it and to experience the synergy that you've created together, the reminder of the oneness that we are, and that the love that we truly share. I'm guided to say your names out loud again. So, ministers, Reverend Andrea Sheridan, Reverend Cindy Bartholomew, Reverend Dan Strodel, Reverend Evelyn Lockett Woods, Reverend Greg Hesch, Reverend Terry Dubler, and Reverend Wally White. Congratulations. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take your phones off mute and let's give them a big hand.
Hey.
Woo!
Way to go.
Oh,
mommy.
Oh, congratulations.
Woohoo!
Our hearts were filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing. I want to thank you, everyone, for being part of this ordination. God bless you in your life and ministry, as we are blessed by you.